Hello everyone, welcome to the first English episode of Nobody Podcast. We are going to talk about why am I a morning person wannabe, and this time it's going to be 100% English. Stay tuned.
This is Nobody Podcast. Make your life more productive. Be a fabulous nerd together with me, Omnida.
Well, I know the topic might be quite cliche for many of you since you might got so much information for how to improve your productive lives. Today, I just want to repeat this how-to over again as my project to publish Thai blog version and podcast episode and English version of them so that I can increase the target group of my readers and listeners, especially who love to practice their English and Thai language skill as well as to keep my language stable.I have to admit that I am not a morning person at all. Anyway, I have realized its benefits very much. And some of you who are reading my blog right now or who are listening to my podcast right now, if you are practicing to wake up early and you are struggling with the problem of the attraction of your own bed, let's listen through this together. So, what are a morning person?Well, a morning person or a person who spends morning time happily and effectively. It's not a person who wakes up at 6 a.m. in the morning on Monday to Friday and wakes up at 1 p.m. on Saturday to Sunday, like most of us. It is defined as a person who wakes up before 6 a.m. Well, plus or minus 1 or 2 hours every single day until the body clock is so familiar that they can get up to breathe the morning air every day, including holidays. They can get up happily without a grumpy face. And first of all, I have to admit that I'm not that person. I'm just a morning person wannabe. I am a person who wants to wake up early as a daily habit, although my biological nature is not conducive.But in fact, I can only wake up 1 hour before working, which is quite a problem for me and my colleagues. Actually, it doesn't affect my work, but it affects my emotion. And yeah, there are so many ways to allocate a perfect and exciting morning time, but our hearts must be ready for it. To quit waking up so late is like...quitting our bad habits. You guys probably know that changing something is so difficult. It's like someone who wants to quit smoking knowing that's bad, but still smokes. It's like someone who wants to break up with a childish boyfriend. If you are ready to stop this cycle, let's listen to this together about a few tips that will give us an encouragement to wake up early.Tip number one, try to set up a new breakfast menu. Does setting breakfast help? Definitely, but we have to have fun with it. For me, I love eating so much, so it works, so that's why. Our breakfast have to be creative and different. Try changing from sticky rice with grilled pork in front of your company. Well, Thai people love that. Or a warm sandwich in a convenience store to something new.Think about it in bed before you sleep. That's like, tomorrow morning I'm going to eat porridge with eggs. Tomorrow morning I will wake up and make my own American breakfast. Well, make it fun. It's the key. And secondly, set a complete dark sleeping environment without noise and disturbing light. Did you know that even the slightest light from various electronic devices can interfere some important sleeping hormones such as melatonin, which is known as the hormone of the night? This hormone, everyone, drives our body to help you get enough sleep. But if one day you have experienced something that makes you uncomfortable or stressed about, or there is a little light and noise in the bedroom, it will be able to interrupt the work of this hormone, causing insomnia, restlessness, and eventually you have to get up and find something to do until you are sleepy again. You are going to be so exhausted. Next, Drinking a glass of water before bedtime can help, preferably warm water. This glass of water is very important because it circulates to help clean the residues in the intestines and stomach. It also helps to improve the digestive system as well as makes you sleep better. The best time for this glass of water is to drink 1 hour before bedtime. Don't overdo it with little bottles or too much water. If you are thirsty, take a few sips at a time. And drinking a lot of water at once, the kidneys will not work normally because they will be stimulated to excrete water too quickly, which is not good for your health. Another issue is your sleep materials like pillows and blanket. It's a big problem of mine as well. Choosing perfect pillow and blanket is like finding your soulmate, and it could change your life, I guarantee. The fifth tip is setting a schedule of tomorrow's activities because it will give us a broad overview of tomorrow. We will be aware of what we are going to do, what we are going to face, what we are going to have a deal with. You can make a to-do list including prepare your outfit to work tomorrow with the lucky tones. I do it every day. And lastly, the hardest thing to do, I cannot do it anyway, but one of my friends do it and it changes his life as one of the most successful persons I've known. It is putting the phone in the other corner of the room. Well, I believe that nowadays very few people use traditional alarm clocks. You guys set an alarm clock on your phone instead, right? But putting the phone away from your body when sleeping is very beneficial. It can prevent blue light from the phone, which is similar to light from the sun. It can't disturb our sleeping system, which is very bad because it will interfere with our sleep by affecting the brain to disrupt the production of the melatonin. Anyway, I can't do this, but I will try. So that's it, everyone. I'm so tired right now. Tips for how to wake up effectively and productively in the next morning. As a morning person, wouldn't be like me. Thank you for listening to this. And it would be appreciated if you share this to people you love, to ones interested in self-development, to ones interested in listening to podcasts. See you and talk to you again in my next episode. Bye.
This is Nerd Buddy Podcast. Make your life more productive. Be a fabulous nerd together with me, Omnida.